part Stevie V.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Well, welcome. Hey. Wow, that's really hot. We're really hot. We got a brand new sound system put in at the Baldwin McCullough Estate. And I don't know who this guy is here. He's about half the man he used to be. Literally, at the birthday party the other night, the lovely bride's like, I'm concerned about Stephen. I think he's lost too much weight.
Well...
And I said,
not according to my children.
He'll love you for that. That's what I said. So anyway.
Well, when I met the wife, I was 155.
Yeah.
I've been averaging about 2205 in my later years.
Well, I mean, when you're not doing as many movies this year's a movie year.
Sure.
You got a lot of camera work going on.
But something we'll be telling everybody about soon is these incredible supplements I've been on for 6 months. Can't tell you yet.
And you dropped 50 pounds just from taking the supplements?
15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And man, it sounds weird in my headset tonight.
Yeah, it is.
We got this new sound system.
What is it?
I don't know. The smart guys over there put
it
all together. I don't know. It seems...
is it NSA?
Different. Yeah, I think they're tracking my brain waves. And, you know, I let them do it today because what happened, I went to the dentist... And they shoved metal in my head.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I'm actually amazed that I am sitting here at this moment having a conversation.
My dentist is better than your dentist.
It may be.
He uses lasers.
This guy did, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. And he had new stuff. Like he brought R2-D2 down from the ceiling. And, like, and they were, like, shining light. And, no, but what happened was I've had this tooth. I've had two fillings in it. One since I was about 11.
Yeah.
And then there was something that had gone wrong with the tooth about 6 or 7 years ago. And so just after I moved to New York, the dentist here put one in next to that one. So there were two fillings in the same tooth. And the second one was awfully close to the nerve.
Right.
And he was like, you know, probably over time, that's going to touch the nerve.
Right.
And, you know, if you get a little, like, you know, hot spot every now and then, that might be what you experience. But if it starts to turn into a 24-hour-a-day kind of thing... We're going to have to go in and probably do root canal and get the nerve out.
Right.
So Wednesday night, I'm at this red carpet thing for the Noah.
Big bad Noah movie.
And I'm standing there for literally an awful hour at this thing in a part of the red carpet tent that didn't have the heater. Why they put me down there where the heater wasn't? Anyway, I noticed about 35 minutes into it, I had already lost all the feeling in my toes and most of my feet. And I was losing feeling in my knees, and all of a sudden, the side right in here. If you're watching on television, but it was just above the number 14. The number 14 molar is what they say that is, and it just like turned a little glow light on, you know, of pain, and just didn't stop.
Maybe the cold weather finally did.
I think it
they
did.
Said it was
whatever
gonna
it was going to do.
Filling.
And so from that day until this morning, it was continual. And every day it was probably about a 15% pain increase until it was just yesterday. So the lovely bride throws me this incredible birthday party. And when I say incredible, it's some people think, well, incredible party. What'd you have? You know, like a hotel reception. So, no. Some really close friends. At the house, intimate conversation, just that's my kind of party. Just sitting on the couch and catching up with people. So we had, I don't know, 6 or 7, 8 people over, and it was so awful. I'm on the way home from the radio station on Friday, and I'm calling her. I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna last tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I've taken as much Advil as you can take in a given day, and you know, still be legal. So she goes, well, let me see if the dentist will come in, like let you come in on the way home. So I get over there. He takes me in. He gives me some drugs. Percocet. Have you ever used Percocet?
For the similar purposes, yes.
Yeah, Percocet. It's good stuff, man. It just, like, you know, whatever was there was gone. I thought, I'm healed. The Percocet fixed me. Until about 4 hours later.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So then this morning, that was last night. Then this morning, I'm calling the because they said, they looked at me and they said, you're gonna have to do the endodontics thing tomorrow. You're gonna have to do the root canal. Because he looked at it, he goes, yeah, you're filling it as a bit, and I'm like, root canal. What's that? Nobody told me about a root canal. And I'm just scared to death of them anyway.
Right.
So he's like, yeah, you're going to go over there. They're going to take you in first thing in the morning. And the way to get in, and this is a free tip from Uncle KMC here, kids. Don't be afraid to do this. When you have really painful teeth, call the dentist office and scream as though you're being waterboarded or tortured at the time.
Sure.
Because if you do that, they will think one of two things. Either you're nuts and they don't want to have anything to do with you, so they'll get you in and out as fast as possible, or you're in actual pain. So he goes, just make them believe you're in as much pain as possible. And I said, where's the make-believe with that? I'm in pain.
Baldwin's the actor.
So I get up this morning. I take more Percocet. It makes no difference.
No kidding.
So now I'm like, okay, where's the guy's number? I'm on my way.
Yeah.
So they took me in. At noon, I get rolled in today. The normal person that has a normal root canal, you've normally got three veins of nerve roots in your tooth. Mm-hmm. I have five in that particular tooth. They thought I only had four when looking at the thing. So they do the four. They get me all packed up, and then he does one last little test. He's like, what?
Yeah.
They go back to, let's x-ray it again. So they go to the other side. They take the other, there's a little curvature here that we missed.
Right.
So there's a little bit of root still in there. That's a
little KMC curve.
Oh, dude. So about 3 hours after I went in, they had given me an 8-hour, anesthetic shot.
Right.
So my face is literally like doing this today.
Right.
So I'm like talking.
And I'm very upset it's worn off, but go ahead.
To everybody else, to all day.
Very upset.
And I tried to say, do you think my boys will take me seriously when they hear their father talking like this?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, James, obey your mom. And he just giggles and runs away. He thinks it's a game. No, I'm not playing with you. You come back here and you say you were talking to mommy. So finally, about 10 minutes before I leave for the show tonight, all of a sudden I can smile again. Like, I was literally trying to smile and my face was like smiling on one side and staying down on the other. Now I can actually do the two sides of the mouth go up at the same time kind of thing.
But they have corrected the problem, yes?
They believe they've gotten all of the rotted nerve root out of there.
Uh-huh.
I can't put any pressure on it for another 24 hours or so.
Right.
But I think we're in the gold.
Wonderful.
Literally, I think I have a piece of gold somewhere, right in there.
Ooh, gold.
Is there gold in there? Is
that gold? You've got so many things flashing through my mind.
I don't know if it's gold or not.
Between the numbness and the way you pulled your side of your face, I was thinking John Derek Elephant Man.
Yeah.
Some of that activity.
Then actually, in our house, it's just Tigger. The tops are made out of rubbers and the bottom's made out of springs.
Yeah. That was my nickname as a child.
Now, Winnie the Pooh, man. That's all the boys watch these days.
And then with, you know, the yanking of the tooth, I'm thinking Marathon Man. Remember that? Remember? When they go in and with the pliers and I mean, that's awful.
Well, I come home and I say to the lovely bride, how did people survive these things in the 1800s? She goes, alcohol.
Right.
Alcohol and just large abscesses all over your gums.
Which you didn't have any of at your birthday party.
I didn't say that.
Right. That helped too.
But, kids, I didn't do the alcohol and the Percocet together. Please understand me. That was not setting a good example here.
It wouldn't be safe.
So I'm actually feeling, I'm afraid to admit this, because as soon as I do, I think something else like a sixth root is going to mysteriously appear, miraculously, kind of Darren Aronofsky-wise,
sure,
in my tooth out of the blue for no reason. Kind of like rock monsters in Noah.
Well, I must say, I was on the red carpet.
You were?
With my two daughters.
Yeah.
We were doing our thing.
It's hard to believe two girls as smart as that could be related to you. But anyway, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. and you when we got down to your end of the red carpet, just like the boogeyman, Kevin just pops his head out.
Can I tell you how it happens?
And it was the NOAA premiere, which we're going to be talking about here on Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
So the aspiring models that are the Baldwin daughters come down, because I was stationed next to Teen Vogue. Teen Vogue.
Right.
Yeah. And so they come walking up. Now, Eli and Haley are both beautiful girls. I think they should both be very successful models. Eli is not exactly the hustler that Haley is in terms of getting the press.
Sure.
So she blocks her out of the way, and I'll tell you what happened next when we come right back.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Man,
So hot there.
He's Stephen Baldwin.
That was him.
He's new back to the show this week. We forgot what he looked like. You've been gone for such a long time. But you've completed, in your absence, you've completed 3 full-length motion pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's been a busy boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, my name's Kevin McCullough. I do talk radio in my sleep, when I go to the bathroom, in between prayer times in the morning. Anytime, basically, that I'm not here on this show, I'm doing other talk radio shows.
In the dentist chair.
And I was getting weird vibrations with the fillings. Anyway, we're talking about the red carpet the other night. So, Eli and Haley come up, and they kind of walk up together, but Haley steps right in front of Aliyah and just like, boom, like Teen Vogue starts asking her these questions, and she like, boom, 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 and like, and then they were done and walked away. And Aliyah's still standing there, and like nobody asked her a question. I felt so bad for her.
Well, you know, you go down those carpets pretty quick with the interviews.
Yeah. Well, you were trailing behind because you were getting snagged for questions about the movie.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to know what Stevie B.
And turns out the new big Noah movie, Darren Aronofsky. Who's the star of it again?
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Former Academy Award winner.
Said hi to him on the red carpet.
Yeah.
But he was kind of serious.
Was he like, yeah, Baldwin, get away?
No.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, hey, Stephen, good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Now get out of my way. I got a new interview. But the big movie, big controversy, did $15 million opening night last night at the box office.
Right.
So you and I are going to have to make like a little pinky bet here on, you think it's going to do about 45. I think it's going to hit 50.
Well, the studio, Paramount, is projecting maybe 43. So maybe they're just saying that because they don't want to be disappointed.
Well, they're always going to shoot lower. That way, if it goes higher,
they can say, oh, it did better than expected.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and there's plenty to discuss about this film. And if you're listening to this show, I don't want you to think that we're being like disingenuous here. Noah advertised on this broadcast. You know, you go to our website, you see ads for him there as well. But that doesn't mean that Stephen and I are beholding one way or the other this film. But I will say this, being at the premiere and listening to Aronofsky talk about, and he's an admitted atheist. I mean, he doesn't say particularly that he has an affinity for God or tradition or the Bible or anything.
Right.
But when he was in first grade, a little 6-year-old kid, I think it was first grade, he wrote this poem about Noah's Ark and the dove and the olive branch. And it was very touching. I was very moved by that story.
Very interesting.
He then, at the end, he introduced the entire cast. And then at the end, he brings up his first grade teacher, and she reads the poem to all of us. And it was a very, I don't know, it was just a very kind of sweet thing. So then we sit through the movie, and I'd heard every bad thing that you could hear about this movie from every spectrum of Christianity and conservative circles. They were like, "Well, this is a blasphemous movie. It doesn't even mention God, and then it's Mother Earth worship, and it's this and it's that." And I mean, they're like really like, you know, tag teaming this thing pretty hard. And then I went and some people are asking me, Kevin, what do you think of the movie? Well, I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, but you've heard what people are saying about it, haven't you? I mean, but I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, but so-and-so, Ken Ham, Answers in Genesis, he said, oh, my goodness, and Franklin Graham and all these, whoever, and then it said whatever. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I haven't seen it yet.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you what I think till I see it.
Right.
Well, you might be in a position to tell people not to go. That's not my business. My business is to go see it when I get to see it, and then I'll tell you what I think.
Right.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you secondhand, thirdhand. So going and seeing the film, there were these objections that I had been reading about, and almost to every one of them, unilaterally wrong. The criticism of God not being mentioned, not in there. The Mother Earth worship, not in there. This thing was all about the sanctity of animals and not human life. Not in there. This was an environmental, greeno, wacko, not in there. It may be just a spoonful, but not enough to really be concerned about. What I did find in the film, man's wickedness, God's call to Noah, Noah's obedience, his struggle and grapple with how that all worked out, the flood, the redemption at the end, the rainbow at the very end, God's promise not to do it again. I mean, the basic kind of A to B to C to D from the biblical narrative, I found all of that in the film.
Right.
Now, was there a lot of weird junk in there, too? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But some of that I don't even have a clear answer to, because if you, like, okay, the rock creatures, these people talking about the rock creatures, they call them the fallen angels. Actually, in Genesis 6, if you go back, and this is one of the reasons why I like the film. Over the next 3 days, it made me go back and reread Genesis 1 through 8 about 7 or 8 times in about 3 different translations. Because I just wanted to try to process more about what the actual narrative was and what I was surprised by was there was a lot of stuff in there that I had forgotten about, or I maybe even never knew. Here's my contention. I think people want Noah to be this sweet little Sunday school story that they saw on the flannel graph board when they were growing up going to Sunday school when they were little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not this Noah. This Noah is not that story.
Absolutely. Well,
marching into the ark, 2x2.
Foundationally,
happy,
it is.
Happy, happy, happy.
Foundationally, it is. And
but that story never existed. The story in the Bible of Noah is about a man who does honor God's call, build an ark, and observe civilization be eliminated from the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how I would deal with that if I was in Noah's shoes.
And I think that Russell Crowe's portrayal of that struggle was amazing. Now, based on everything you just said,
right?
I agree with you because you and I have oddly a similar sensibility about this movie going in. I think that when it comes to never mentioning the word God and referring to God only as the creator and saying that God is going to flood the earth and punish the people because of what we've done to, you know, what we've done in regard to the responsibility of caring for our planet and so on and so forth, where it's really the sin of man that was the greater motivation for that type of wrath, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So I think they spun all of that in a particular way. But certainly, you and I, we're film buffs. We're movie guys. We love that art form.
And we really like it when it's done well.
So for me, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm not going to judge anything until I see it for myself. I say, one, if Hollywood's coming out with a movie of this magnitude, and it's still about Noah and the Bible, unless they do something so blatantly, you know, heretic, then I think it's a good thing, and I think it's a wonderful opportunity, like on this program, Baldwin McCullough Live, numbers 888-340-3373. We want to talk to you, because that's what I think is the greatest opportunity. In this controversy, it gives me as a Christian and a believer my opportunity to share, talk, go back and forth about what our differences are.
Did you see it? Do you plan to? Are you one of those people screaming, Stephen and Kevin, you're heretics because of this? Call us. We want to talk to you about it. Noah.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
The hey, number who be that? Who that there?
888-340-3373. Number again, 888-340-3373. Talking about the new movie Noah with Russell Crowe. Extremely, no joke, not exaggerating, extremely controversial film amongst the faith-based community here in America.
You can't throw a quarter into a church parking lot and get people fighting faster than what you're seeing with
and,
this. I mean,
and
people that I agree with all the time are mad at me because I don't agree with them, and I'm scratching my head going, did you see the same movie I saw? And you know, they're judging me. Well, you're advancing atheism. And I mean, there's all kinds of weird stuff being said out there.
Well, here's the thing. If you heard the promo in the break, you hear clearly Paramount Pictures say, it's loosely based.
Inspired.
It's inspired by. So these guys, you know, have no reason to apologize for anything. Because once you say on the movie poster, inspired
that's
by.
That's always a dead giveaway.
That, well, what that means is that's giving themselves obviously an out and writing themselves a bit of an insurance policy basically to say, we're not saying it's exactly the same thing.
There's no jot and tittle here.
And I, again, as a filmmaker, Aronofsky's genius. Darren Aronofsky is a brilliant filmmaker.
He's a dark dude.
He's a very dark dude.
He makes creepy movies.
But he's a great filmmaker. And Black Swan was
creepy.
I'll go so far as to say there were elements of it that that were demonic.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In retrospect, I'm like, I probably shouldn't have allowed myself to get slimed the way I did by seeing the picture. But my daughter's a ballerina. I was curious, this, that, the other thing. So this one, you got Aronofsky, you got Russell Crowe, you got Paramount. You know, it's an epic film. They spent $150 million on this movie.
Yeah.
So I was just curious. And as I said, as a believer, I think it's more important that we embrace these opportunities, A, unless there's something in the movie that so clearly goes against God's word that is blasphemous or heretic or something, which I didn't feel there was.
Yeah, my bottom line on this film was, if you mess with the basic story, you're going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
If you mess with wickedness, redemption, judgment, new beginnings, if you messed with that from the biblical basis, you were going to be in trouble. Do they do that? They probably come as close to it as possible, but I don't think they ever quite crossed the line. There's a lot of other stuff that they speculated about that they threw in there that wasn't there. And you have to on some level to make a narrative, because the first eight chapters of Genesis go by in the Noah portion of it. Noah doesn't even speak until the end of the ark ride.
Right.
And what did he do for over a year on the boat? I mean, again, I think we have this Sunday school picture idea of, this was all clean and neat and whatever. Civilization drowned outside his door.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't go through a process of going, and it's funny because I there's a lot of Christians that have written me about this, and they're like, well, he walked with God. As if to say, walking with God meant he had his little daily devotional out there, and on the ark he was having Bible study every day, and he was... There was no Bible. There was no understanding from a written tradition of what the Creator was even about. I mean, he had to be telling his children about who God was the same way that we do before they're able to read. I mean, that was just inherent in this. So there was not... I think that Aronofsky went for the realism. He threw in some probably provocative stuff on purpose to kind of get some of what's happening right now.
I totally think he agreed with that as well.
I think he looked at Mel Gibson with the passion, and he goes, you know, the best thing that happened to that movie right before it came out was all the controversies from the Jewish communities that came out, because it just raised the volume of everything that was being done. All of a sudden, passion was being discussed everywhere. That definitely has happened over the last 3 months.
Absolutely.
Let's take some calls. Barbara wanted to weigh in on something about my tooth decay. Hey, Barbara from Texas, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Hi there. Well, I kind of identified with you in that I've had a lot of dental work, and there was one point that the dentist doing my work decided he did not want to give me any pain pills. I think it was because of my age, and he thought I might get hooked on them or whatever.
Yeah.
So as I was going out the door, his wife was the receptionist, and she said, come in, I'm going to tell you something that not many people know about dental pain.
Barbara, we're short on time, so if you can help us here.
And I thought, that is not going to work. She said, if you will use a mouthwash that has the alcohol in it... it will kill that pain it'll take 5 minutes.
Thank you, Barbara.
There you go.
I know.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
I should have. That's all I needed. Just a little shot of bourbon.
We're going to wash your mouth out, Kevin McCullough.
Stay with us. More of your calls coming up.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
I don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am. Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
673.
All right, it's Saturday night from New York, and what that means is you've got Baldwin and McCullough together again in the same studio. It's a miracle. It's a miracle of the modern era. Anyway, another miracle is that people haven't shot each other over their interpretations of the new Noah movie thus far. It's hostile out there. A broadcast colleague of yours and mine, Stephen.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Steve Dace, who we went to Haiti with, and we love him to death. He's a good guy. He agrees with us on most everything. He agrees with me.
But he's a little creepy.
I don't know where he stands. I don't know. I would call it a little creepy.
He's creepy.
He picks the winners in Iowa. That's kind of fun.
I know.
But anyway, he went and saw it this afternoon and compared it to a bowel movement that needed to be flushed down the toilet. Now, I'm guessing he didn't like it.
So I guess that's just a non-creepy observation.
I'm guessing he didn't dig it.
Yeah. He walked out of it.
No, he saw it. He was tempted to walk out.
Oh, I thought he walked out of it. I'm sorry.
He said he was tempted to walk out. He had taken his 13-year-old daughter with him to do a critical thinking exercise, and she got mad at it, too.
Mm-hmm.
There were parts of it that I was not comfortable with. I thought there was a lot of license that was taken. I thought he threw a lot of extra stuff in there.
Hold on a second.
That kept you going, well, what was that there for?
But here's my point, and I think you and I...
But the basic storyline's there.
But I think you and I agree on this level. You have an atheist director.
Right.
I mean, this could have been so much worse. This guy's... It's Aronofsky. He's got this really abstract, dark... perspective,
I was pleasantly surprised, and I've said this to everyone I talked to. I thought that 80% of the movie
was going to be wrong.
No, was it, having seen it now.
Right.
My statement is 80% of this movie, Noah, is biblically correct.
Yeah, 80, I would agree.
And that blew my mind.
He started with a 7-day literal interpretation of creation at the beginning of the film. And I that opened
now,
my
don't,
eyes.
Don't get me wrong. I want to clarify something for everybody listening to the program. Yes, there are things that artistically they took creative license with.
Right.
But if you ask me, this is an act of God. This is a miracle, actually, that this movie still is as biblical and true to the original Bible story as it is. I think it's amazing.
I just think that there's some sections that I think some people wanted this movie to fail going into it. And so they were some of the ones that were jumping onto the, we didn't see it bandwagon, but we're going to root for it to fail from the beginning. And I think sometimes once you poison waters, I also think you go into seeing a movie looking
now,
to not like it.
Quickly. Here's because apparently Rick Warren posted something on his Facebook because Aronofsky was in Mexico City for the premiere. And he dropped an F-bomb when addressing the audience. He went to the world premiere in Mexico City, and he said something like, well, if you think this is going to be true to the original story, then no, he used the F-word.
Oh, Aronofsky's been his own worst enemy on the rollout.
So here's the thing. When it comes to the guy doing stuff like that, if there are Christians that hear about that before opening weekend and they don't want to support the film for that reason, that's different.
Right.
Again, personally, I've been very fortunate to work with amazing, brilliant Academy Award-winning directors. I was curious, artistically, with what this film was going to be, and I thought it was amazing. But you got to have our sensibility. You have to have an open mind
about
it.
Well, and I think it's good to do exactly what it caused me to do. Go back, grab your Bible.
I'm going
to
do that.
Reread Genesis 1-8 several times.
But see the movie.
Read the book.
And then if you hate it, hate it.
Anyway, let's take some calls. 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Brett calling from Texas, watching us tonight on the UAN. Hi, Brett. Welcome.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing well. Are you on a speakerphone, Brett?
I'm sorry. Yes, I am.
Yeah, can you pick up the handheld? That would be great. Can't hear you as well if you're on a speakerphone.
Okay.
There you go. What can we do for you?
No, I just enjoyed your show tonight. I love Stephen. He's a great Christian. And any time you get a chance to see his work or what he does, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
And Stephen, that's for you. But also for you, Mr. McCullough, I appreciate seeing your show tonight. It's the first time I've ever seen it.
Oh, well, come on back every Saturday, Brett. We're here. We usually try to have a little more laughs than we've had tonight. We haven't been too funny tonight.
I've been funny.
I haven't been funny because I've got metal crammed in my tooth.
You're two-thirds.
Thanks, Brett. Talk to you
soon. Thanks, Brett.
Let's go to Doug in Detroit, Michigan. Hi, Doug.
Hey, gentlemen. Good evening. How are we doing?
We're doing well.
How are you?
Oh, not too bad. But I actually have to agree with you, Stephen. I can see, I haven't seen anything but the trailers for the movie yet. But I just cannot understand how, no matter how overly zealous, as a Christian you are, how you can really take that much offense with it. I mean, if nothing else, it's an opportunity to open up a dialogue about the content and actually look up into the Bible and see for yourself what it really says. So,
sure. Well, thank you for the call, brother. And, off of what he's saying, Kevin, the other thing that's interesting, because my wife and I, she is praying all day long, in God's Word all day long. And everybody's different. And for me, I debated her a little bit prior to going to the premiere. She said, Stephen, clearly the word's out. There's things in it that her idea was, if you change God's word, and that's a powerful scripture, do not allow yourself to be a part of interacting with anything that is a false gospel, so to speak.
Right. If it changes the message, which is what I said.
Sure.
If it changes the underlying substance of what the story is.
And I said to her.
Then we got problems.
Right. And I simply said to her, well, I've heard stuff, but let me go see it. And mind you, there could be some people who interpret some elements of this movie in that way. But she said to me, well, honey, here's the thing. If the movie comes out and it causes people to be pushed or led or confused away from God's word, well, then that's a bad thing. And I said, absolutely, 100% agree. I said, but honey, what if the opposite happens? What if in all this controversy, et cetera, it actually leads people to do what Kevin McCullough did and sit down and read those first six chapters and explore it and find out for themselves.
Well, and I think that's one of the best. I've got an op-ed that's coming out at midnight tonight on townhall.com. But I say if we did nothing more than change the discussion from Hollywood to a biblical character, society.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually have a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water. Clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. My name's Stephen Baldwin. I'm an actor and...
Sorry.
That was hot on the mic, bro. You're loopy from the...
Novocaine.
Yeah.
We like the Novocaine.
Baldwin McCullough Live. Number's 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Talking about the movie Noah.
Didn't get that I was fishing?
Did $15 million last night.
Last night.
And if I'm Russell Crowe, Darren Aronofsky, and Paramount, I'm feeling pretty stoked right now.
And that's with a lot of people cheering for its demise.
And I'm not, like, wimpy. I don't really worry too much about what people think of me or have to say. But now as a believer, I, you know, do the very best I can to keep my fat mouth shut.
When does that happen?
But certainly I want Christians, people of faith, listening to the program to understand this. We come to these microphones to give our opinion. And I think a cool point that we're trying to make on this program tonight is, unless you see the film, you really can't have an opinion.
I agree with that.
There's no sense in that.
I agree with that. And people that were writing op-eds about it before they had seen anything, I think you get eliminated from the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
See, Glenn Beck did that. Glenn Beck went out and he repeated all these things that were in these reviews,
mm-hmm.
just because he was friends with the people that did the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And he said all this stuff. Well, then Paramount and Grace Hill bring him out to L.A., sit him down, private screening. And he goes, oh, well, everything I said was wrong.
Did he do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Now, then so that he didn't look like a complete dork, he then turns around and goes, well, but it's still a terrible movie because Noah's so dark.
Mm-hmm.
He's very brooding. Well, I'm sorry. You stand by and watch all of civilization be wiped out, and you're the only one that's left.
That's the other thing in the movie.
That wouldn't mess with your mind at all. You wouldn't be a little brooding.
That's the other thing in the movie that I thought was rather amazing on the part of Russell Crowe. There's these moments when you see in his performance, and you set it up earlier, where, you know, the first year on the boat, that Noah must have, like, scratched his chin a bunch of times going, am I nuts?
Who wouldn't?
Am I crazy?
Who wouldn't?
I know I think I heard from you, Father, but it stinks.
Look,
in here.
I do that. as a believer in Jesus myself, and for those of you that are listening that aren't religious people, you know we don't talk about this stuff much, but as a believer in Jesus myself, there are things that I struggle. Did I hear from God on that properly before I made that decision?
Mm-hmm.
There's things about that that I struggle with that don't have anything to do with wiping civilization off the face of the earth. Nothing nearly that big of a deal. God, and I have doubts from time to time. I can't imagine that Noah would just walk through it. Well, yes.
God's got a sense of humor, Kevin. He wouldn't go to a really intelligent, logical guy like you with that response. But he'd come to a wingnut like Stevie B when it came to, you know, getting the animals, the ark, and, you know, wiping out civilization.
All right. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Hour 2 is coming up. Stay with us.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic.